This is Nathaniel Perry reading White Noise, Narcissus. Once there was a perfect pond with perfect frogs and perfect reeds around it, milkweed, pieweed, and cattails, just the best you could imagine. And there were often perfect clouds above it, drolly looking down at their rough bellies, semi-distorted in the almost perfectly placid sheen of the surface of the perfect pond. And once there was a frightened pond, which thought the world around it mean, the endless echoey deaths reported by gunshots sounding the hills around, and red tails keening their joy so loud, rising from the shore to spin the world like a difficult top, the frail world, which hardly seemed to need to see itself in the frightened pond at all, or in the perfect pond. There's another pond, choked with weeds, but cool still in its shadows and swale. The air there smells bright and clear like gin. What must have been a house crowds the bank on one end and sags like a frown into the water. The house has courted life and death and lost both, but its deed is kept safe on the surface of the pond.